كما قلنا لكم مازلنا مواصلين معكم في الدورة الأولى من ليفسا انترناشونال فود شو أفريكا اللي يلتئم بمعرض الكرم، المعرض الدولي بالكرم من 20 لـ 23 جوان 2023. كما قلنا لكم عدد كبير من المشاركين موجودين متواجدين هوني في المعرض، وعدد من الضيوف اللي باش يكون لكم معهم لقاء certainement في لي كونفرنس ولي وركشوب ولي بانيل اللي هما programmé qui m'a dit اللي باش نتعرفوا عليه tout de suite ان شاء الله تلقاوه غدوه في البانيل اللي يحكي على les accords et les échanges commerciaux en Afrique. مرحبا واهلا وسهلا monsieur Doda Adio Djimo. Welcome in Tunisia.
Thank you.
From NAFDAC.
Yes.
From Nigeria.
Yes.
NAFDAC.
NAFDAC.
So if we can introduce NAFDAC for our audience, please.
Okay. NAFDAC is National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control.
Mm-hmm.
It's a statutory agency of Nigerian government that regulates and control the importation, exportation, production, advertisements, and distribution of food, drugs, cosmetics, chemicals, mm-hmm. and packaged water.
Okay.
That is what NAFDAC does. I was invited by the organizers of this program, International Food Show for Africa, to come and talk about the role of NAFDAC mm-hmm. in control and regulation of food.
Control of quality and safety
and quality
of food.
And safety of food products.
Food products in Tunisia?
No, generally.
In general?
Yes, in general. Quality and safety of food products in general.
Okay.
That is the essence of my coming. And to also talk about the requirements of NAFDAC mm-hmm. for exportation of products from African countries to Nigeria, including Tunisia.
Including Tunisia?
Yes.
Okay. So there is certainly some rules to respect.
Sorry?
There is surely some rules to respect, some norms.
There are some, anybody that wants to export products into Nigeria will have to meet up with some requirements of NAFDAC.
Mm-hmm.
And the requirements are quite many, but they are easy.
Not that
but
easy.
But there are many. They are easy. The requirements are
easy.
Not difficult,
okay.
But there are many.
Many?
So, yes.
How many?
the most important is NAFDAC deals only with corporate entities,
mm-hmm.
corporate organizations. We don't deal with individuals. That's number one. Then if you want to import products into Nigeria, yeah, you need to apply
mm-hmm.
for the registration of the product in Nigeria, because you have to register the products with NAFDAC before you can market in Nigeria. Before you can
okay.
sell the product in Nigeria, you have to register the products with NAFDAC.
Okay.
And the process of registration of product with NAFDAC are in stages. The first one is documentation.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot go into the details, but you have to have adequate documents
mm-hmm.
to support the products,
mm-hmm.
about your company, the quality of the facility, the production facility, where the product is coming from. And one of the things that NAFDAC does to ensure the quality and safety of products is to visit the facility where the product is coming from. So as a rule, NAFDAC, you know, goes into companies abroad.
Traceability.
Yes.
Okay.
No, NAFDAC goes into companies abroad to assess the quality of the production of the product.
Mm-hmm.
What we call good manufacturing practice.
Okay.
Good hygiene practice. Do you understand? A lot of things are under these practices. So when we are sure that the quality of product is okay,
mm-hmm.
that is when we allow the product to come into Nigeria.
Okay.
That's one of the major requirements.
And the tests we provide here in Tunisia, expect, for example, Tunisian company want to export olive oil to Nigeria.
So part of the quality assessment we do when we visit your company is to see that you have laboratories where quality checks are done on your products.
Quality checks here in Tunisia?
In Tunisia. Yes.
Okay.
But before the product is also registered in Nigeria with NAFDAC, we carry out our test as well.
Okay.
But we are okay if the quality of the products in Tunisia is okay and we establish good manufacturing practice, the products can be registered.
Okay.
Provided all other things are okay. There are other requirements. Yes, there are other requirements as well.
Okay. So if we can talk about trades between Nigeria and Tunisia. No?
Well, I don't know much about trade between Nigeria and Tunisia. But I know Nigeria is a member of African Continental Free Trade Agreement.
Okay.
So I don't know. I know Tunisia should be part of it too. Because I believe almost all African countries are part of the agreements, except Eritrea. I'm not sure if Eritrea has joined now.
Okay.
So it is in that agreement that most of these trade liberalization policies or measures are agreed upon.
Okay.
So I don't know the level of implementation of the agreements in Tunisia to date.
Okay.
But there's no issue with trading, selling Tunisia products in Nigeria. There's no obstacle at all. All you need to do is just to meet up with the requirements.
Including NAFDAC, of course, NAFDAC agreement.
NAFDAC is the major gateway.
It's the first one to have.
Yes.
The first food. Agreement.
Yes.
D'accord. For food.
Yes.
Chemical, drugs.
Drugs, cosmetics.
Cosmetics.
Yes.
Voilà. Donc pour ça, il faut que la NAFDAC attache l'agreement entière.
Yes. There are some products that are not allowed to come into Nigeria under government's import prohibition list.
Like?
Things like noodles, spaghettis, packaged juice, packaged refined vegetable oil.
Okay.
All those ones are not allowed to come into Nigeria.
Why? Why no. Isn't allowed?
The essence is to encourage local production.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
We already have those in a lot of companies in Nigeria that produce those products.
Okay.
But, so we can't. But olive oil is allowed.
Olive oil allowed.
Is allowed. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So it can be a market for olive oil, Tunisian olive oil.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Thank you for coming. It's your first time here in Tunisia.
My first time.
Okay, welcome. And tomorrow we have the panel Accords et échanges commerciaux en Afrique.
Yeah.
Participate. Tout valide à ce moment-là. Vous pouvez justement tenir mon coup nos mains aujourd'hui. On fait le panel avec Lib Shukun, Hadr Fia, Saïd, Doda, Adio, Jimmo. Jimmo du NAFDAC, donc Hunifi à Marv l'écran. Donc, خليكم معنا باش نحاول نترجم شوية ونقول إنه مثلا NAFDAC, l'organisation هذه اللي تعطي الرخص بالنسبة لكل ما هو مواد غذائية, مواد فلاحية ودويات, مواد تجميل, par exemple, tout ce qui est chimique. إذن ما يزمهم نجم نقوله التصريح وإلى الأكور متاعنا NAFDAC باش ينجموا يدخلوا للأسواق النيجيرية وبالتالي أي منتوج يحب يدخل وإلا أي مؤسسة تنصرية تنجم وتحب تكون متواجدة في الأسواق النيجيرية يزمها تتعدى جوستما بالأجريمنت هذية وتكون تتحصل عليه عطاء بطبيعة الحال عدد من الشروط اللازمة جوستما باش تتحصل على الأجريمنت هذية اللي هو يعتني بالكاليتي دونك الجودة والسلامة متاع المنتوجات هذوما. اللي نجم نقولوه هو انه بالنسبه لنيجيريا زاد يقول فما عدد من المنتوجات اللي ماهوش مسموح انه يتم الاستيراد نتاعهم, ما نجموش يكونوا موجودين, ما نجمش انت كشركه نيجيريه انك تستوردهم جوستومون وتجيبهم لنيجيريا على خاطر هما ينتجوهم كيما باغ اكزومبل يقول لي بات اليمونتير سباغيتي وغيره وكل, مي باغ كونتر يقول انه الويل دوليف باغ اكزومبل تنجم تكون موجوده, زيت الزيتون التونسي نجم يكون عنده حظوظه في الاسواق النيجيريه. مازلنا واصلين معاكم, خليكم معنا إفسا الانترناشونال فود شو افريكا. مازلنا واصلين معاكم ان شاء الله حتى للخمسه متاع العشيه على راديو اكسبريس افام